and welcome to Let's Talk About Thrones with Richard.
Hey.
Jenny.
I also say hey.
And I'm Amos, and we are going to talk about the wonderful, amazing television show Game of Thrones, based on A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin. And we're all going to bring in our own little twist to it. And let's go ahead and do a little introduction to start things off. Jenny, you've read the books. You're going to read the books with the show, and you're going to bring that aspect of the show, of the books, to the show as we talk about each episode.
Yeah, and what I'm really excited is about how neatly they start in season one. They align with chapter, and how horrible it's going to get as we go further on.
That's going to be a very interesting, that's going to be its own subplot for this podcast. And of course, Richard, who before signing up for this show had never delved into A Song of Ice and Fire in any way, shape or form.
None of it. Hadn't seen it. Hadn't read it. I have been recording it because I knew that I wanted to actually watch it. So I have to thank you, Anthony, for actually, you know, pushing me to make this happen.
I'm glad to bring the wonderful misery that is Game of Thrones into your life. I've read most of the books except for the last book and a half as of this recording. I've watched all the episodes as quickly as possible, and I've rewatched some of them depending on which audience I was with, because my wife had to catch up to it at a certain point and everything else. So I'm a huge fan of the fantasy genre in general, and I think this might be, depending on how it ends, because we haven't gotten to the end yet. Depending on how it ends, this might trump Firefly as my favorite series of all time.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. I'm watching Firefly now as the guys on Spoiler in Time are watching it, so I have that going on in parallel.
Nice. Is this your first time watching that as well?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say this should be Let's Talk About Richard, because.
Apparently. Where has he been all these years?
No. I watched that when it was first out. That was probably one of the first TV series that I ever watched on my widescreen plasma TV.
Oh, high tech back in the early 2000s.
My big 42-inch widescreen TV. Which sounds so pathetic now.
So wait, can I ask a question?
Go for it.
Did you watch this Firefly because of Spoiler in Time, which is the subset of Cord Killers?
Absolutely did.
You mean Cord Killers that, in addition to Brian Brushwood, also features Tom Merritt?
That, in fact, show, yes.
Oh, great, because I have something to say about him. And it pertains to this show. You saw where I was going. I would like to say something about the title of this show, which is called Let's Talk About Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You may notice, you guys may have picked up, that it is a similar title to another podcast called Let's Talk About Star Wars. And I just thought I would mention that the reason we did that is because I don't know, it seemed like an easy title to do. And the guys over at Let's Talk About Star Wars, I asked them, I was like, hey, I really want to talk about Game of Thrones with a bunch of other guys. And they were like, that sounds cool. I was like, can I use our title? They were like, yeah, sure. So I think we're now part of a loose confederation of the Let's Talk About Verse.
Oh.
They're really, their only condition was, can we sometimes come on and talk about Game of Thrones? And I was like, yeah. So anyway, that's your Tom Merritt is the root of all podcasts update for today.
So that's actually really kind of a perfect introduction to just the format that we're going to be using here, right? We're going to be talking about episodes in each episode of the show, but we all have lives, and the likelihood that all three of us are going to be able to do this every single week together is probably, well, let's just call that very optimistic.
It's a
so that gives us
it's a non-zero chance that one of us is going to be not here sometimes.
Did you say math? Non-zero. Is there math just involved?
Non-zero. Yes, it is non-zero. So you know, this gives us an opportunity to cycle people in periodically to get a fresh perspective on it.
Mm-hmm. And with that, not only can we reach out into our community, because we're part of a loose network of various podcasters, and I don't say network as in like broadcast network, just friends and friends of friends and guest appearances, things like that. But it also
a federation. Well, I like to think of it as a federation.
A federation,
the United Podcasters.
I wanted to be a part of a federation for a long time, so this is good.
Let's just start it right here. Anyway, sorry, you go.
We're going to go on this show. We're going to take it episode by episode. We're going to go throughout the entire series. We would like to catch up to season 8 because that's the only season that's not out yet as of this recording. So we'd like to catch up to that just in time to recap those episodes each week that they come out. That would be the goal. But since we don't know when it's going to come out, we're just going to kind of go through this at our own pace, one or two episodes a week until we get to that point.
So our federation has a 1-year plan, a 2-year plan, and quarterly goals. Is that what we're saying?
That sounds about right.
This is really organized. I like it. I think this is a plan.
Guys, are we going to have earnings reports? Because this will be fun. I really like this too. And I would like to say that I'm really thrilled that we're doing a podcast recapping Game of Thrones because I don't think anybody has ever done a recap podcast before on the internet. And I also don't think anyone is doing a podcast talking about Game of Thrones. So I think we're so onto something here, and I'm really excited to be talking about this show with the two of you.
Now, Jenny, you'll have to forgive me, but I sense just a smidgeon. I don't know if you noticed it or not. There's just
like a teaspoon.
I wouldn't like maybe like 3 grains of sarcasm in what you were saying. So,
a pinch.
Yeah,
just of sarcasm.
Like half a pinch even.
Just a little bit. But here's the fun thing about that. You want to know what the fun thing about that is?
Oh, I think I know. But why don't you go ahead and tell us?
We can invite all those other people on this show.
Right. It's not a matter of the topic we're going to be discussing. It's going to be how we're discussing it and the people we bring in and the points of view that we have.
Yep. So there you go, internet. Chew on it.
I mean, how many other people are out there doing a recap podcast for Game of Thrones while they're rewatching it while their 15-year-old twin daughters are watching it for the first time with them?
Oh, Lord. There is a perspective.
So every episode I plan on having their perspective, something from them every time we come in and talk about the show. So
is it just going to start with Dad?
While they were away for the summer, they watched True Blood by themselves, the entire series. So I don't think anything in Game of Thrones is going to be overly shocking. They've seen the things.
Call me. Call me. I'll be on this podcast. Just call me.
So we plan to release weekly. Of course, that may not always work out. We'd plan on covering 1 to 2 episodes each show, but that may not always work out either. But we're gonna do it, and it's gonna be amazing. If you can't tell from this conversation that we're having right now, it's not gonna be scripted.
We're going to follow the George R.R. Martin publication schedule for this podcast, and I think everything is going to turn out great.
Okay, so Richard may occasionally just die to come back later as a whole new character.
Don't
anybody get too attached to me. And I think that's a good lesson for this show in general, right? Just don't get just too attached to anyone.
I was actually just going to say that we were going to promise to finish this podcast and then go to like a lot of award shows and produce a lot of other TV shows and then somehow never get to produce this podcast. That's where I was going with it, but I like your idea too.
And so now you have our production schedule, the plans of cast changes, and you know the topic. The rest of it's just going to write itself. So, what has you most excited, Jenny, about rewatching this as far as the show itself?
You know what it is I did do sort of like a Blitzkrieg rewatch ahead of this most recent season 7 without spoiling it for our friend Richard. And that's a thing I'll be saying a lot, but I had all these thoughts about it. Like really like that we're going to talk about in just the next episode, because like episode 1 of this show sets up maybe the most unholy amount of things I've ever seen. And yet I had no one to talk about it with. That was the thing. I was like, I'm seeing all these things. And I had no one to talk about it with.
All the connections.
Yeah, all the connections. And the magic of, speaking of connections, the magic of the internet, when the internet is not actually being awful, it's being wonderful. Because I was on Twitter and I saw someone that I know tweet, hey, I've been thinking about doing a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Is anyone interested? And I think I was like the cat on the keyboard, like, bah, 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 bah. Me, I'm interested. I really want to do this. And so, yeah.
It was literally the quickest response I've ever gotten to a tweet ever.
Dude, I was like, wait.
I was going to say that. I was going to say, I watched that conversation in real time.
Yeah, it was almost like the internet. And then he was like, I don't believe you. Do you really mean it? Is this a joke? I was like, no, I really mean it. I really want to talk about Game of Thrones.
That's awesome. Richard, having as little knowledge about the show that you do, you've now, by the time we're recording this, you've watched the first two episodes. So you've been inducted into the Thrones. What aspect of it are you most looking forward to?
Well, I have to say, in general, it's going to be the breasts. No, I'm kidding. Really, I actually couldn't care less about the breasts. We'll get into that later.
Richard, we swore we weren't going to stick around on the nudity too long. Come on.
We're not. But I mean, this is HBO, right? This is HBO, so you just have to assume that that's the backdrop, right? You're going to see the nudity. You're going to see the bits. It's just part of how HBO tells a story. No, I mean, honestly, what I'm really excited about is I love a well-executed story. And from everybody that I've talked to who has watched this, nearly everybody I know agrees that this series, whether it sticks true to the storyline or not, has done an outstanding job of being true to the spirit of the original books and the story that Martin told. So I think for me, I'm really excited about seeing how that plays out. I was mentioning This Is Us earlier as an example of just such a well-told story across a serial format. And I think that, this offers a lot of promise. And I know, don't get attached to anybody. I get it.
Whenever you heard the word wedding, duck.
Yeah. We don't attend weddings around here.
That's the one big spoiler, right? Everybody kind of knows that there's a big wedding thing about halfway through. And that's pretty much the only spoiler that I am aware of. And I'm really happy about that. And I was excited that when we talked about doing this, you guys agreed that we would attempt to do this in a spoiler-free way. So really, this ends up being kind of the perfect companion for anyone who, like me, is trying to catch up in prep for the final season.
Yep.
And then, because we like to have our internet cake and eat it too, we are also considering, and you can tell us whether you think this is a good idea or not, we are also considering doing like a little after show where some of us who have already seen all the things get together and go, oh my God, Richard doesn't even know what's coming, but we do. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, I'm totally going to drop off because I don't want to be spoiled. And that's a perfect way to do that. I think that's a brilliant idea.
And one of the things that I want to get to eventually is once we start getting to the point where the TV show and the book start, or the books start diverging away from each other, I want once we have a solid foothold on how that's happening, because that's not going to happen until like season three is when it really starts to, okay, now we're getting a little bit different of a story. I want to have that conversation, and especially with you, Jenny, reading the books again, going through, I have so many ideas on why that is, and I know so many people don't agree with me.
Well, in 3 years, when we get to that episode, I'll be excited to talk about that with you. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Give me my walker.
No, I think that's great.
And healthcare aid, I'm all ready to go.
And I got to say, the thing that I'm looking forward to most on this is that we have the diversity in just within our group, just the three of us that we have, with Richard never having seen it. Jenny, you're probably way more knowledgeable about it than I am, especially with your recent Blitzkrieg. And then I also get to watch it with my daughters who've never seen it. And like they are begging me right now. We watched the first episode and they are begging. They're like, are we going to watch it again tonight? Are we going to watch it? Are we going to go like, and they are just into it after just one episode. And it's awesome to get their point of view. And subtitles. If you haven't seen it yet, watch it with subtitles, at least until you get used to the accents.
That's smart. That's a pro tip.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people have heavy British and Irish accents and Scottish accents, and it gets pretty thick in some parts where you have to rewind it. So
absolutely. And if you have the Apple TV, take advantage of that. What did he say?
the little click
comes
the
in
click
handy.
Back. The huh?
Yep.
We call it
totally
the huff.
Comes in handy.
The what thumb? What? Click.
Jeez. I hadn't even tried that on our Apple TVs.
No, it's perfect because it turns it on for you, right? Like, so you don't have to be distracted. I was trying to watch it with the subtitles on, and I just had such a hard time because I was distracted by them and ultimately decided, you know what? I'll just let Siri do this for me, because Siri's feature where you can literally just say, what did he say? Goes back 10 seconds, turns on the subtitles for about 15 seconds, replays, and then continues on with the subtitles back off again. It's a really nice feature. I love it.
I'm definitely trying that out. And this, the one thing about this show, since we're talking about the show in general right now, the subtitles don't give things away typically. Because you sometimes when you're watching a movie, it'll say, instead of saying, you know, it'll say Jim, and then it'll have the line from Jim, but it's actually a whisper from a disembodied voice, but now you know it's Jim because he had the subtitles on. Where a lot of times in this show, when there are situations like that, it'll say off-screen voice or whatever, like, you know, unknown voice or whatever, and it'll say, you know, or a whisper, and then it'll say the words instead of actually giving it away. So
I was wondering what you meant by that. I thought that maybe the subtitles did stuff like, you know, Jim parens the murderer.
Well, no, if you're not supposed to know it's Jim that's talking off screen, then it gives it away.
Jim, comma, who was an admiral and then got himself knocked back down to captain because he was really sad about it, said
it gives a 3-chapter narrative on the character.
Jim, comma, who grew up in a farm in Iowa and later became captain of the Enterprise and saved the world 95 times, said.
That'd be
Did
great.
Did we mention that every once in a while we may go down a rat hole?
Yeah. We mentioned that I didn't sleep very much last night because that might be noticeable.
All right. So in closing.
That's wise.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So again, Richard, the new guy, Jenny, the super knowledgeable one, I guess.
No, let's not do that. That is too much pressure. Let's the one who is attempting a textual comparison between the books and the TV shows and who is certain to slack on that at some point. How about that?
at many points. And Amos, that's me. I will be looking at the production standpoint, the filming locations, different things that they use, different special effects, things like that. That'll be my area that I concentrate on. So,
and the daughter embarrassment metric.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because Sterling can't handle, my daughter Sterling, she can't handle any kind of like kissing and stuff like that on screen. So.
Episode one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, sure. Okay, bye. Sterling, man, call me up. Call me up.
And Madison, the other twin, this is the first time she's watched a show where she wasn't on her phone the entire time. So it must be good.
The future.
All right. And well, with that, we will all talk to you next time because we want to talk about Thrones.
Yes, we do.
Goodbye.